Patti Smith has just released her 11th studio album. It's called Banga. It's her first collection of original material since 2004, and it's the first album she's released since the publication of her award-winning 2010 memoir, Just Kids. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the music on Banga rarely looks back on Smith's life, but instead explores other people's lives and present-day situations.
That's April Fool, one of the prettiest songs on Banga, featuring Patti Smith's former New York punk-era colleague Tom Verlaine on solo guitar. Verlaine sends out long, thin, delicate tendrils of sound as Smith's voice suffuses the melody with full-throated urgency. Although Smith has said with typical art democratic directness that almost everybody in the world can sing, there are a few songs on Banga that make you aware of what a good voice she has. Over the decades, Smith has recorded so many songs in which she speaks or declaims or howls her words, it's always something of a surprise, to me at least, when she sounds as polished as she does, as on this piece of modified modern doo-wop called This Is the Girl.
This is the girl for whom all tears fall. This is the girl having a ball, just a dark smear, mask in the eyes, spirited away, buried in sighs. This is the girl across the line. This is the song of the mothering fine, twisted as laurel to crown her head, laid as a wreath upon her bed. This is the girl. This is the blood.
That song, This Is the Girl, is one that Smith says she wrote for Amy Winehouse soon after the latter's death. This is the girl who crossed the line, she croons, blithely avoiding undue melodrama or feigned closeness. Smith has been known to go off on flights of fancy, and Lord knows she can be long-winded, but there's an admirable flintiness about her that nearly always, as in that song, saves her from sentimentality. She recognizes in Winehouse a fellow artist, pays her respects, and moves on. Moves on to the glorious combination of whimsy and vehemence that she cultivates. The title song, Banga, with its opening drums thumped by no less than Johnny Depp, achieves a trippy poetic state. And if you think I'm being disrespectful of Patti's process, let me add that she herself has said that Banga is, quote, an absurd kind of song that means nothing except that we're all together.
Lyle D. Rest in the heart of the dog. Don't sell all your eggs on the back of a frog. You can lick it twice, but it won't lick you. And salivating salvation is long, so long, so.
Right-hand man since she started making music is the guitarist, writer, and cultural historian Lenny Kaye. Patti and Lenny have collaborated on this album's designated doozy, the sort of Patti Smith music that separates the true believers from the dilettantes. Constantine's Dream is a 10-minute-plus composition inspired by a 15th-century painting by Piero della Francesca, The Legend of the True Cross. It's a swirling mixture of Smith's prose poem lyricism and Lenny Kaye's swooping, diving guitar figures.
In a Arezzo, I dreamed a dream of St. Francis, who kneeled and prayed for the birds and
I've noticed that once a pop musician turns older than 60, Smith is 65, the by now idiotic, almost meaningless word icon is attached to the musician in reviews like a leech that sucks out the complexity of the artist, if she or he is an interesting one, and replaces it with banal compliments. Thus, this marvelously uneven, frequently transporting new album Banga has been greeted with not a few reviews, padded out with meaningless phrases, describing Smith as a shaman and a punk rock goddess. This is lazy and condescending, things Patti Smith never is. Just listen to this new music.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Patti Smith's new album, Banga.